this month, the Bath County School Board approved the agreement to work with Bark Electric on a large solar project that will involve all three schools. Mike Kaiser, CEO of Bark Electric, talked with Allegheny Mountain Radio about developing the whole plan. Mr. Kaiser described, just as he had to the school board, how the first goal of the solar project is to supply a substantial amount of all three schools' energy needs through solar.
We don't want you to pay any premium today, or as little of premium as possible, to current electric rates. And we want to be able to fix that portion of your power for a substantial period of time, in this case, 20 years. That was the philosophy, the parameters that we wanted to put together. And so we went to work, how do we make this happen? How do we put that structure together? And what we came up with was this sort of three-part program. It's a turnkey program for the school district, but it accomplishes what we're trying to accomplish.
As the brainstorming continued, the company had to look at all the elements of finances, as well as the design and the building. And as it turns out, the operations and maintenance of the solar project too. Mike Kaiser continued.
Part one is we are going to loan the school district the money to be able to purchase this solar array. And it's actually multiple solar arrays across all the properties, all three schools. And that'll be about a megawatt of solar in total. So it's a substantial investment. It's, you know, a lot of money to buy this up front. And so we're going to loan the money to the school district at a very low interest rate, 3% per year, to purchase the solar array. We're also going to be the company that builds and installs the solar array for them so that they have a one-stop shop. You know, we are the energy experts in Bath County. It's be logical that we'd be able to install this for them. We also did it with the community solar project. And then the last piece is we are going to be the person that operates and maintains it for the school district, so they don't have that responsibility. It's essentially what community solar is that we've fully subscribed out. In this case, we're doing it for one large customer on their premises.
Arrays will be installed on the ground behind Valley Elementary School and on part of the roofs at Millboro Elementary School and Bath County High School. It will be one of the top two largest solar projects of its kind in the state, and so far the only one to benefit a whole school system. Bark knew how to find the financing for such an undertaking, too. Again, Mr. Kaiser.
We are lending the school district the money. They are going to own it. And after 20 years, they've paid the loan off. They own it completely outright. They own it on day one, but in 20 years, they own it outright with no secured interest in it. And they also have paid off the loan, so the cost of that energy will be substantially less, almost free energy at that point. And if all goes well, it should produce for about 35 years.
In the conclusion of this news piece, we learn a little more about the lending agency promoting renewable energy and what our local students can learn as the project gets underway. For Allegheny Mountain Radio, I'm Amanda McGuire.